Okay, are we on? Yes, yeah, we're on. Right, roll the intro.
Welcome to Couples Debate with Jason and Rachel.
Okay. My name is Jason, and I'm with my lovely wife here, Rachel.
Hello, everybody.
How's it? Rachel, we haven't done one of these podcasts for quite a while, eh? Couples Debate.
I think like in 4 years.
I think 4 years' time, yeah. What happened?
Lost interest.
We wanted to do Couples Debate where we debate about various topics and that. And then I went off onto politics. And that's when you just lost all interest.
Yeah, remember? I lost all interest.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But this morning we were laying in bed and then Rachel says, why don't you do podcasts anymore? And I said, well,
I didn't expect you to drag me into it.
Well, we haven't done a Couples Debate podcast, so why not if I want to do a podcast again? Because my YouTube channel is called Mashup Vix, meaning that the stuff on my channel is mashup. It's like all Dima Car stuff, yeah.
Okay.
We want to talk about
TikTok. What is going on in TikTok land?
Look, you know, TikTok started off for a platform where people can just put their videos on and showcast their makeup and music and stuff like that. So. And then people realize that they can start making money on TikTok. People start making money. But why I want to talk about TikTok is because I want to talk about the language that people use in these TikTok videos. And then they use these platforms to make money, of course, obviously, but just the ethic of it and the moral of it, how people do it, it just disgusts me. Do you know, there's this video clip I want to play you, Rachel. In certain countries, when you make social media videos and that, and if it's disgusting, and of course there's copyright infringements involved in that, people get arrested. So I just want you to listen to this quickly. And yeah, we'll talk about it any time now.
In Russia last year, 400 people were arrested for things that they said on social media. 400 people in Russia. Obviously, this country is very different. How many people do you think were arrested in Britain for things they said on social media last year?
Go on.
Take a guess.
I have no idea.
3,300.
Really? Arrested for what they'd said on social media?
Yeah.
Really? What sort of things get you
arrested? Well, one example I give in my show is there was a young woman from Liverpool called Chelsea Russell. Her friend was killed in a car crash, a 19-year-old woman. And she posted the lyrics of his favorite song on her Instagram. The lyrics. And it was a rap song, so the lyrics contained several instances of the N-word. Okay? She was arrested, prosecuted, found guilty, given 500 hours of community service and a fine, tagged, and for a year she was under 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. curfew.
My goodness.
In Britain.
In Britain.
In 2018.
So, okay. The message here is clear. Especially YouTube. YouTube's got a lot of disclaimers involved where you're not allowed to say certain things and you've got to be careful about what you say because then lawsuits will be put against you in that. But for some reason, obviously, TikTok is just... Okay, well, maybe this is Afrikaans. Maybe TikTok overseas, the developers there don't understand what the Afrikaners... Sorry, again, I'm saying Afrikaners. I'm not South Africans. I'm not labeling anybody here.
South Africans.
The language being used, people probably don't understand. But yes, it's the words. And again, this is a PG involved here. Parental guidance involved. So please, if you've got any children listening, just stop.
Yeah, there is supposed to be an under 18 age restriction.
Yeah.
On TikTok, but now I see there is under 18s.
Yeah, but the words that they use is this. Yo puss, fuck yo nai. I've seen some of those videos with you, Rachel, and it's, yes, it's just terrible. Why? What is it? Why do they use such languages? And I mean, the great lengths that they go to, they're insulting each other. A lot of them are threatening each other and death threatening each other.
Yeah, bringing family in. It's ridiculous. I can say a lot about TikTok, but I won't.
Before we recorded this podcast, Rachel wanted to.
I did say you can't do certain things, and
I wanted to play some videos of the people that we're talking about now, but Rachel told me not to because a lot of them have got lawyers, and whoever now challenges them and tries to correct them and that, then they put their lawyers on you and that. That's how sick it is. I mean, offensive. I don't know who's more offended. The people that they bring on their live TikTok videos and then they swear each other. Do they get their lawyers involved? Do they then sue each other?
I don't know, but I know they say I'll speak to my lawyer. I'll bring my lawyer in.
I'll bring my lawyer
so in. So I know, I don't know in other countries, but our South African TikTokers have their arse covered.
Yeah. Look, okay. Coming back to being offensive, there's another video that I want to play you, yeah? Which makes a lot of sense. This is the type of world that we live in when it comes to social media. Having difficulties with my thing here. Right, so this next clip is just going to explain the type of world we live in with a different type of generations that we live in. And I'm proud to say I was born in the 70s, so that makes me a Generation X, where we don't really give a fuck what is actually said. We can actually swear to each other and say things to each other and... So what? Hoy the middle finger. But snowflakes. There's a lot of fucking snowflakes out there. Right, let's get into it quickly.
We live in a very weird world now, don't we? Where absolutely everybody appears to be incredibly offended by everything. And it means that comedians can't operate anymore because every joke is offensive. The kind of radical, zealous nature of debate these days about whether it's veganism or gender fluidity or whatever it may be has also got completely out of hand. Where people are not allowed to debate it, you're not allowed to have a conversation. If one tribe decides that you're wrong, you have to be cancelled, taken off the airwaves, you have to be destroyed, your lives ruined, because somebody has decided they don't agree with you. I think we've just gone ridiculously soft. I think we're now breeding a generation who are encouraged to think there's no such thing as a loss. You know, in schools now, you can't not win. You get a participation prize. Everyone's a winner. But the real world, as we all know, is not like that. The real world is about winning and losing. Everyone in this room has won and lost. Business deals, TV shows, some work, some don't. You have to go through failure, I think, to be any good. You know, I've learned far more from failure than I've ever done from success. What are we doing when all our kids just win all the time? Well, think they do. They come 25th in a race and they get a medal. We've got to get back to a more competitive spirit. The snowflake generation, they hate being called snowflakes. Of course they do. They hate everything. And they're frightened by everything, and they're offended by everything, and they're sort of, you know, anxiety rates are going through the roof. And the reason is because they've had it so easy.
Okay, Rachel, you listen to that video, and you hear they talk about snowflakes and that, and anxiety rates and that. Come on. These type of videos that they're doing on TikTok, surely anxiety rates are
It causes big, big anxiety.
I mean,
I watch them, and I feel anxious,
yeah.
And then I just skip.
Yeah, of course. I mean, at what age? Like you said earlier, 18. There should be a PG-18 involved in it, but I don't think so. I think anybody is watching it.
But I'm sure there is a TikTok jail. I've heard about TikTok jail.
Have you? Yes. There's definitely a Facebook jail. We all know about that.
I think there is a TikTok jail as well where
you get like banned, banned for 30 days.
You get banned.
But these oaks, these videos that you're watching, they're not getting banned. Are they getting banned?
No, they do get banned, but they just open another account.
They just open another account and change the name of that.
Yes.
Until TikTok picks them up and they get banned. So
but they just ban them and then just open. I mean, I know somebody that's got like 6 or 7 different accounts.
Okay. So what's the motive to this, Rachel? What do you think is the motive why people are making these TikTok videos? I can think of one. Unemployment. The unemployment rate in this country is so bad.
I think a lot of the high rank TikTokers out there. I mean, I can sit for 5 hours on TikTok.
Yes.
And watch them.
Yes, that's hectic.
And they rank. They rank for gifts.
Yeah.
And they rank for money.
Yeah.
If it's for hospital bills or to have their teeth done or to pay their rents, they are doing it. They sit day in and day out. If they can't do it during the day, they will get a friend to do it during the day and they will come back at night and rank.
So
and they will rank and get their gifts.
So what type of money are we talking about here?
I don't know. I know everything is got according to coins and the coins is dollars.
Dollars?
Dollars.
Are you sure about that?
I could be wrong. I'm not on TikTok that long.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. So please don't shoot me down I think they get paid in dollars.
I've got to research on that because if it's dollars, then I can understand why people are doing it because of the...
They're getting paid in dollars.
What's the dollar exchange rate now? Is it 18 rand the last time I checked it? So maybe this is understandable why people are doing it. And coming back to what I said, the motive... The unemployment rate in this country, jobs are so scarce already as it is, and a lot of companies are
closing.
And
that is why people are also making TikTok videos about these rankers that are sitting on all day ranking to make money.
Yeah.
They don't have jobs.
And I remember you telling me, and you can't, your videos can't be like soft and gentle. And that you have
everything
to
is drama.
Drama. There has to be drama.
Everything like is drama. I mean,
like I mentioned, poes, jou fucking poes, kom hier, jou nai, kom nie na my huis toe, ek gaan vir jou bliksem.
It doesn't, you don't get gifts if there's no drama.
But you heard, okay.
But I do watch a comedian, and he's a drag queen. There's no drama there. No drama at all. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. He's only there at nights.
Okay, but now here's the thing. If he's making TikTok videos where there's no drama involved.
No, there's no drama, and I don't think he gets much gifts. He doesn't.
So he's not making money. So
people gift him, but he doesn't ask for it.
Okay.
Because he has his own shows that he goes to, and that's where he makes his money.
Okay.
But there is people out there that are making drama, and they are getting gifts for it. And the more drama they make, the more gifts they get.
Now, coming back to the clip that I played now, where the man said was spoken about how people get so offensive in it. Clearly not. We got a TikTok platform here in this country where people can say and speak and hurt people's feelings and get away with it.
I actually can't believe that social media hasn't closed down South African
TikTok platform
by now.
Yeah, but then again, unemployment. You cut that down. These people are not going to get income now. This is an income that they're generating for themselves now. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. But now, so... Would I do something like it? Would you do something like it? No.
Apparently, it's very, very hard work. It's hard work. You have to have content. You have to be able to talk all day, talk all night, to rank for a week, to get your gifts.
So these are people that are not working. They don't have permanent jobs.
No.
No, not. I couldn't. It's just not.
No.
It's not me. I would not. I could not sit in front of a cell phone and record videos of a disgusting nature.
Well, it's working for some of them.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, TikTok South Africa is not just about drama. It's really not just about drama.
No, it's
there's
not.
There's a lot more to TikTok South Africa than just ranking and drama and...
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I mean, there's a lot of tutorials, there's makeup, there's clothes, there's...
Did you know in China, the TikTok videos that they play in China is all educational videos, stuff about inspirational, you know, inspirational stuff.
Not all of them.
No, this is what I heard.
Not all of them.
In China.
Not all of
where
them.
Where in countries like ours and in the States and the UK, they are playing TikTok videos that's just not really inspirational. But there is. I do agree with you. I do go on TikTok sometimes and I do look at the videos. There is a lot of them that can come across as inspirational videos. Makeup tutorials, educational, that, and the range, the list just goes on.
There's a lot of food. There's a lot of like mom and son that make tutorials where they cook together.
Yeah.
They do
clothes
tutorials together. They dance together.
Yeah.
I mean, South Africa is not just bad.
Not just
there's
bad,
good
no.
and bad. So please don't think we're just talking about the bad side of TikTok SA. There's
just
a big platform.
I know, but the reason why I'm having this podcast is to talk about what we just spoke about earlier, the anxiety levels where people commit suicide. I remember, Rachel, there was a TikTok video made where there was lots of fights involved. And then this person committed suicide.
But it was false.
But it was false.
Yes.
And why was it false? Because there was money involved. There was a money collection involved. So.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a court case pending further.
I don't know. It's very hush hush. They don't talk about it.
So.
There's so much going on. In.
It's risky business.
But there's so much going on TikTok SA. It goes on for a week about one subject, and then it just dies down.
Yeah. All to get views. All to get views.
Yeah, to get views.
Just to get views and get the rankings, like you said, and prizes and sponsors and donations. There's a lot
Not
of...
Not sponsors. They don't really get sponsors.
Okay, sorry. Donations.
Yes, donations.
A lot of donations. So there's good and bad to it.
Yeah.
But not good for your mental health. That's the thing that I'm coming up at. Not good for your mental health.
Yeah, but it's up to you as an individual to, if you don't like the bad, just scroll past. I mean, it's just very easy. Just scroll. I mean.
Anyway.
TikTok is so big. I mean.
Anyway, to close off this podcast now. There's good and bad TikToks out there. Number one, that, like I said, it is because of unemployment. So people are doing it to obviously get income, make an income. But on the one hand, your mental health suffers from it. You suffer from anxiety and you've got to go on to antidepressant tablets. Just so that you can be mental stable to do your TikTok videos in order to get an income.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. You know what? Everyone to their own opinion. That's there's a lot of freedom.
It's not my scene. I don't follow anybody. I'm a secret viewer.
Yeah, straightforward. Yeah.
I don't follow anybody. I just.
No, okay. Oh well, that's it.
I'm just there for the entertainment.
That's our first podcast. You guys leave comments there. Tell us more about it. What you think about it. If it's your cup of tea, if you're against it and that, everyone's got their own choice,
their own opinions.
Their own opinions and how they want to do things in it. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, eh? Cheers.
Bye.